have to wear the protection on the hand or no?
Oh, no, it's minimal. Yeah, definitely minimized.
Sorry, I missed the beginning. Did you get a place on that?
I'm an employee. So y'all gotta ask the coaches on that one. Always.
Do you feel that you're able to better grip the ball with the points of pressure with that thumb now?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely better. And it's been progressing every single day, every single week to week. And it's been game day. Last week was a game day decision. And so, you know, we're headed in the right direction. Hopefully, play this week.
Without going into detail, obviously, the injuries, is that something that you can rehab, or just something you just gotta let, you know, take its course and rest?
The things you do is work around it. You know, you do everything, ice stem and everything that they have set up, and the stuff that I do outside. But you know, it's one of those. It's a football injury. It's nothing you could have done, as far as training or, you know, warming up or. You know, being in shape or fatigue, hydration, it wasn't nothing. It's a football injury, so you just got to let things heal up.
Because you were so confident when you first got hurt you'd be back, but I mean, it turned out to be a bigger problem than you thought?
Yeah, and again, you're talking to the player, so, you know, I'm good. I want to play. It's probably like a lot of players across the league, so, you know, I'm sure they evaluated it. And, you know, doing what's best interest for the team immediately and the team long term. Everything's about this team. So hopefully I can help this team this week.
So what have you seen just out of the running game? As you've watched these last few games, guys have struggled to run the ball. Is there anything you've noticed specifically?
We had some moments where we had, you know, spurts of successful runs and, you know, we had some moments where I think, you know, we can make some better yards, adjusting and, you know, eliminating you know, free hitters sometimes. But I think overall, we have to get in a rhythm. It's not about necessarily the run game. It's just a whole unit and making sure we're in third down are manageable and stand on the field. And the penalties, if that, you know, that gets out of the groove, it's hard for any play caller to make a call on, you know, third and 15 and, you know, first and 20. So, now that's all we got to focus on, holding the ball when it's in our possession. And if you have to give it up, make sure it's at a punt.
How much of a difference do you think you can make in that running game if you're back?
You know, I think I could contribute, you know, just what I bring to the table.
You've also played some pretty good run defenses, and you get another one this weekend, too.
Yeah, we do. We get another opportunity, home game. Baltimore is a great defense. You cut on the tape from guys everywhere, all three levels. So, and they also know how to play in close games. All of their games have been decided less than a touchdown, I believe. They know how to play four quarters, and we know how to play four quarters. I anticipate it to be a long game. And two physical, heavy-handed teams going at it.
Knowing how big this game is, you guys are under 500 after a 2-0 start. How anxious does that make you to get back?
It's real anxious, man. It's an opportunity to get out there on a Sunday and play and fight for a win. Right now, we've been in a little slump of not coming up at the end of the game with the W the last few games. But we, you know, we have nobody to look at but ourselves and continue to grow from that. So moving forward, the only way you can get that taste out of your mouth is to go out there and get a win. And so that's what we got to figure out how we're going to do this Sunday.
What's your opinion on some of the criticism that Eli's taken with the struggles in the offense and that, you know, he's getting a lot of the blame over the struggles the last few games?
I haven't heard any. Yeah, I mean, I apologize. I really haven't heard anything.
There's been a lot of talk about that Eli struggling, you know, to execute some plays that are there. You know, what's your opinion on that, being an observer the last couple of games?
Oh, man, Eli's a tremendous quarterback. He understands the position. And, you know, a lot of times the success and failures for most critics go to the quarterback. But, you know, our quarterback ratings and stats are collectively a team stat, you know. So we have to play better. And it's not all in one person at all, especially Eli.
Since he's 35, the criticism now often tends to be, well, it's a decline as he's near the end of his career from what you
Listen, man, that's just whoever says that and goes with a stereotypical, let me pull this out, you know, the idioms of the world, like, that's just easy. You know, if you really study the game and know how the game operates, you understand that the quarterback position, especially as a team. So it's just an immature statement. And no, he's not on a decline at all. Eli's a tremendous quarterback, and we're going to continue to win with him. And so, you know, obviously we've had losses. He has big shoulders, and I'm sure, you know, being in the locker beside him for 3 years, he always wanted to take ownership and look at himself in the mirror first. But, you know, we can't do that to him. No, it's definitely the team, offense side of the ball, that need to step it up too.